Hello, Viking fans. We've got a real nice hands-on question for you today for 96 Questions. Let's go ask around. Eric Hendricks.
What up?
Who on his team do you think would make the best hand model?
Hand model. I'm going to go with a teamer. I'm going to either say Jeff Locke or... Kevin McDermott. Absolutely. Kevin McDermott. He's a snapper. It's all about his hands.
But you're not worried about him maybe just from snapping all them footballs that
he's got like a callus built up here or something?
I
think
it has a nice little tone, a little muscle tone on the side. So
he has fit hands.
I would say, D linemen and an offensive lineman are definitely out of the equation because, the hands are probably battered. But
Battered.
Battered. Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Who on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
That's a good one. Hand model. Can it be a coach?
Absolutely.
I think Sherman. I think he's got real soft hands. What I'm saying?
He
has real soft hands. Like the kind that have never really worked. You know what I'm saying? Like no calluses. Super soft.
You think he lotions them up every day?
Guaranteed, twice a day. Morning and night. And wears gloves to bed.
Who on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
Hand model? Somebody with great hands.
Shut up!
Well, what was that? What did you just say? You all right?
I said shut up.
I'd probably say Rudy, man. You got some nice, sizable hands and probably pretty... plentiful.
Everson Griffin, who on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
What kind of question is that? A hand model. Gotta be like a quarterback, like Sam Bradford or...
Do you not know who our other quarterbacks are?
Sean Hill or... A wide receiver like Charles Johnson. Charles Johnson looked like he gets Manny Petties every day, all day. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony, what guy on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
The best hand model. I would probably say one of the kickers, Kai Forbath. Yeah, because he don't touch the ball ever, and he's not really in the trenches. He's not punching nobody. I know he pours himself a cup of coffee and, kicks football, so I think his hands are pretty nice.
So he starts the day off with a warm cup of coffee, which a lot of people don't realize. That's how you get soft hands. You start with a warm cup of coffee.
Scientifically proven. The warmer the coffee, the softer the hand. It's something that I'm just became aware of and something I'm trying to try out myself, so I'll let you know how it goes.
And you guys thought we were just stupid football players. JT, what guy on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
Hand model? Jeff Locke.
Have you ever shaken Jeff's hand?
Yeah, they're smooth. Very smooth.
Really?
That doesn't lift a lot of weights. Not real working hands. Soft hands.
Soft hands.
Yeah. That's what you expect out of a punter, though. As long as he keeps punting it good.
CP, which teammate do you think would make the best hand model?
Hand? The hand model?
Yep.
Oh, man. I got some good hands,
You do actually have some
I do got some great hands.
Got some good hands, too.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to go with Brian Robinson on that. Not trying to be any, suspect. I looked at his hands, and I really touched that part right there when you touch a man's hand, and it lit me up a little bit, And then I couldn't. I'm like, if I couldn't be the model, Brian Robinson should be the guy.
Antoine Exum, what guy on this team do you think would make the best hand model?
Hand model. So it's got to be. Those are soft.
You've been working around a lot lately. Those probably aren't it.
Peep the meat of it, bro. Those are soft. I get told every time my hands are soft, so I'm actually, I don't want to do this because it's kind of like, conceited a little bit, but even though I'm a very humble guy, but I think, like, I mean, come on now.
I think you're out.
But sometimes
turn around.
But sometimes they're painted.
I think you're out.
Sometimes they're painted.
But watch this though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's okay.
Like
at the end of the day, you gotta go with somebody that doesn't really get their hands dirty, like a Jeff Locke or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, I agree with that.
Like McDermott or something. Like one of them. I feel like. Did you fart, bro?
No, I didn't fart.
You farting during your interview with Happy Week.
What the hell happened? So as you can see, 96 Questions fans, we've got very few choices in this locker room of guys who have great hands. But I mean, really and honestly, how can you not go with a kicker or a guy, you know, that really doesn't handle a lot of balls? If you would, send us your questions that you think we should ask to myself, the Vikings. Just use the hashtag 96Questions. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next question to be on the show. Till next week, stay thirsty, my friends.